Lord Jesus, we preach to sometimes a crowd of thousands. And the word was pure, the word was true, the word was from heaven itself, right from the mouth of God. And the people listened, or at least heard the words. Some turned and were saved. Many pretended to hear and pay attention. And some in rebellion, arrogance, foolishness, judgmentalism, walked away, bitter, angry, and hateful of the Lord Jesus. Every one of those responses we have participated in our lives. We have done them all. We've heard things that we didn't want to hear from God or His Word. We've been confronted by the realities of our inconsistencies and our sins and our self-deceptions. We've dragged it into our families and brought it into our marriages, and we made excuses for poor parenting, being poor children, disobedient, disrespectful to the very parents, moms, and dads that God's given us to love. So as we stand before your altar today, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would minister to each one of us, that you, knowing our hearts, would bring us to an understanding, and that you would work repentance into every part of our life, that it would not be pretend, it would not be just words, but it would be a real confession of the inconsistencies, the wickedness, the ability to hurt people, Lord. I pray for mercy and grace and encouragement today. I ask that in your love you would bring us to truly confess. Lord Jesus, we are sinners, and we sinned against you in thought and word and deed. And we come to you today because only in you can we deal honestly with ourselves and receive from you a forgiveness that is given to us by your Spirit. Lord God, forgive our sins. Draw us from the place we're at to where we need to be. And fill us with the truth that by your blood and in your mercy alone is confession and repentance and forgiveness. We pray this in your name, Jesus. God's people say, amen. Amen. Please be seated. We don't have a scripture reading for today. Brad will be sharing that, but I'm going to invite kids to come down. Good, good, good. You sit down there, and Mr. Alice says, no, you come on up here, Mr. Alice. I'm going to drag you up here. Come on up. Right here, brother. All right, kids, I want to show you, teach you something. This is really important. His mom and dad are here today, and they're right back there waving their arms. See, stand up, look around. You can look at it. See them back there? That's his real mom and dad. Okay. But I want to tell you, this man is one of my students. This man I think of as a son. And I go, now I can't do that because his real dad's back there. But I think of him that way. And I want to teach you something. And I want every one of you to listen, because this is where I want every one of you to be someday. All right? When he was not much littler, a few more hairs. He was my student. I was his teacher. But you know what's going to happen today? And this is the best part. I'm going to sit down in the chair, and he's going to teach me. In the Bible, it says, iron sharpens iron. And it says, this is what a good man does. And this man sharpens me. That means he makes me more effective. He makes me understand God better and better. And a long, long, long time ago, he was just a kid in high school. All right? And I want you to sit there, and I want every one of you to understand, God wants every one of you someday to be standing where he's standing, so I can sit in the little blue chairs and you can teach me what I still need to learn. Can you remember that? That's what you're called to do. Grow up, become a person of God who loves God more than anything, who understands who God is and wants the whole world to know about it. And so people like me can feel like he was a good teacher once. But right now, you know what? He's a professor. He teaches in college. And I love it. And he's going for his doctorate, which is a really important thing. And so you get to listen to him today. And he's going to talk about some really important stuff. And I want you to learn, because you're the next people that are supposed to grow up and eventually become the teachers. Yeah. All right. Good. Thank you, Mr. Ellis. You kids can come on up. I got a treat, I think, for you. I'll put that right there. There you go. I think they're almost all the same. So grab one. And girls first. Ladies first. Ladies first. Wait, ladies first. I know. Grab one. There you go. Yeah, one for Dad. One.